I want you to look in your Bible this morning to Psalm 51. I'm just going to say a few things and let the Lord do what he wants to do in it. Psalm 51. I want to read two verses here in this psalm. Chapter 51 is the Psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after David had sinned, and this is his confession before God. And the Bible said in verse 5, behold, this is David now. You have to read the whole thing. I'm not going to read it all. But he's calling out for God to give him mercy in his sinfulness. He said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Let's pray. Father, use me this morning. God, I feel so inadequate, and I pray, God, you'd touch me. Lord, what you spoke to me this week, and God, just a moment, God, of time. Lord, I only preach what you give me. I pray for help in this matter. And Lord, understanding God would come to the hearer this morning through the word that would be revealed to them through the truth. In Christ's name we do ask, in Jesus' name, amen. This is a great text here this morning, and it's verse number 6 is the one that God spoke to me about this week. And I was traveling down the road. I had meditation on God and different things. And God had just done some great things on that day. I was going down the road, and I was crossing the railroad tracks over here on Long Ferry Road. And the Holy Ghost come to me and said, he desires truth in the inward parts. And when he said that, I started seeking why he said that to me and why what he wanted me to get out of it. And the more I thought on this, the more I got sick. I talked to Jonathan about a little. When I got back to the plant, I felt about as sick. I thought I was going to have to about go home because of my stomach was in knots. And when I really sought this thing out and looked at my own self and seen what God was saying here in this scripture was that he wants you, thank God, to be true in your inward parts. This is what I got out of it, and I'll give it to you. He says the inward parts is reality. It's your essence. It's who you are. God says, I want to show you this morning why you here, thank God, in my presence, who you are. And when I began to look at it, it wasn't too pleasant. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. There's no excuse to that. It just is who we are. And brethren, this morning, when I see this in David's confession, amen, God's saying to him, hey, God, if you're going to get right with me, there's going to have to be truth in the inward parts. That would be the very innermost being of man, of your own self, to know what you are and who you are, and the capability this morning of what man can do in who he is, unless he's connected with God in spirit, amen, and walking in the mind of God, what a man is capable of doing. And brother, I'm telling this morning that God has protected us and restrained us, or we'd have done it, amen. Now, Billy Mitchell used to say something, and I never thought about it a lot. He said, what you would do, or what you could do, and you want to do it, you would do. Pretty strong. Brother, there ain't no room on this boat for self-righteousness. My wife said on going home Wednesday night, that blessed my heart because I felt like God had showed her some things. She said, there ain't nothing that anybody could boast in after that kind of preaching that'd strip a man of everything he's got. And brother, when this thing comes down to it, you are nothing and he's everything. And I won't say I am nothing and he's everything. But when I look at David here, and I'm using him this morning, and I'm telling you this, I've heard a lot of preaching on this, and I preach it myself. But the more I know about self now, this is not a condemnation on David. This is not saying David shouldn't have done this and that. It's just basically saying this is what he did do, and this is what happened when he done it. Amen. And this is what result of it. And when God said, I want truth in the inward parts, then you're going to have to see what you are and who you are and what you've done. Amen. Listen, thank God toward God, and there's going to have to be some repentance in our life. That's right. So David went out as a king and looked over from his rooftop and saw a beautiful woman, very, very beautiful to look upon. And he looked upon her. And she was bathing. She was washing. And as king, the word of the king ruled. And he asked who she was. And they told him. She's the wife of Uriah the Hittite. And he said, bring her to me. And when she went into him, he lay with her, the Bible said. Wasn't long after that, the word came that she was with child. The purity of heart and the way we are is exactly what he did. He thought of a way to cover it up that he wouldn't be charged with it. That's the deceitfulness of man's heart. You cannot be, listen, I ain't got in the inward part, can't have the truth and mistaken how to over, I ain't got look over things and try to do it another way. Amen. And listen, I ain't got to have some deceitful answer with it. Amen. To try to get out of that I, amen, I wouldn't be accused or charged with it. There wasn't repentance in that. The only way you'll ever repent, see who you are. And you ain't going to repent till God grants it. And listen, repentance is a gift. It's something God has to do for you. Sometimes God's not an immediate God what he does. He can be, and he has been to me a lot. And he has been to you a lot. But there's been times in your life and my life that you have to walk in something a while before you'll be sorry for it. But here's the thing. Listen, there's a lot of things said in this Bible. But listen, thank God Uriah, amen, listen, thank God was a good man. He was a true man. David brought him off the battlefield to get him to go down and lay with his wife. He might try to cover it up and say that's his child. They didn't have DNA testing, but they had God. And he was over it. He come home and he said, go down there and wash your feet. And that's a term you'll have to look up and study on a while. In other words, I'm going to get him to go home and he'll get with his wife. And listen, he wouldn't go. He slept outside of David's house that night and he said, I can't do that. While all these servants is doing this for and in battle and all this, and me get to go down there and do that and eat and be with my wife. Amen. He didn't go. And David, listen, thank God he's seen that. This man's not a going. What can I do to cover this up? Amen. Listen, he even went to the point, and I'm going to tell this, and you better hear what I'm saying. He went to a desperate point. Amen. To even set up a plan. Amen. Thank God to have this man killed. Listen, depravity is as deep in you this morning, me. Deceit is deceit. When I thought on this, I'm trying my best in my own spirit to say, Lord, this is terrible. I mean, actually see what I am and who I am. And what the possibilities would be with the flesh without the goodness of God is terrible. Yeah. Brother, listen, we'll never go any further in the church as long as we can hold on to self-righteousness. The righteousness we have is imputed and given us by Christ, and the only thing God accepts is what his son done, and that's the only way we accept in the beloved, and our walk should be in humility and never have arrogance or pride or anything, and never use our position to do what we want to do and think we're going to get by with it. God don't have no respect of persons in it. In fact, God sees deeper than what anybody else can. He sees right into the intent of the heart. What would Height do? Why did Height do that? Why did Height say that to get an advantage? Would that be why he said that? Did Height say that to boast his image? Did Height say that, amen, listen, that everybody would like it? Or did he do it in the purity of his heart? The truth, listen, he desires truth in where the inward heart parts. Then there's a hidden part that God talked about. That's a secretive part. He said that's where you get wisdom. But you'll not get wisdom till God enlightens you. Everything's God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Listen to this. David took that man and he wrote, listen, he got him drunk too. Read the scripture. And then he gives a letter to the man that's going back to the battlefield. Amen. As he, listen, he's David's servant. This man was in allegiance with David. This man, listen, thank God, was a man of David's. Brother, he was, thank God, a man that would dedicate himself. And David has him a letter, thank God, telling Joab how to put him on the front line and let him get killed. You know any man in the Bible that said he was a man after God's own heart? Do you know any man in the Bible said he's a sweet psalmist of Israel? You know any man in the Bible he said, I love him because he hears my supplications? Oh, that's tough. Amen. You see, God blesses us because he wants to. He blesses us because he, thank God, sees us in Christ. Listen, this is the Old Testament, I know that. But it is for our learning. And it taught me something. Amen. That listen, God, for me to have that truth in the inward part, hey, God, there can't be no untruths in it. It can't be no dishonesty in it. It's got to be genuine on the inward man. Amen. Listen. And God spoke to, amen, listen, to Nathan and told him, brother, listen, go tell him this. The prophet in the Old Testament was the voice of God. A true prophet was the voice of God. This is what gets me. When the Lord gave Matthew to write the genealogy of Christ, this is what he said. Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah the Hittite. Or Uriah, that's what it says. It don't say Bathsheba in there. It says Ruth, a Moabitess, amen, listen, thank God that when nobody put her in the line because she was a Moabite, thank God, but brought her out through Naomi, thank God, took her back to Bethlehem, Judah, thank God, fell in the field of, amen, Boaz, amen, married Boaz, thank God, and now is in the lineage of Christ. It's amazing this morning who God uses when he wants to use them for his purpose, thank God, and glorifies his son through it, amen. Listen to me. Listen. He said, these things I write on you that you sin not. First John. But if any man sin, we have advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. The word continues there. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? But I'm going to tell you something in your life and my life. I cannot. This is something that you got to see. In any failures, sins, or problems, God still uses it to bring forth his will. David, listen, the sword never left his house. You know what a sword does? It cuts, but it can't protect you. So the things that we go through in life sometimes is hard to take because it's our fault. And we know better where there's much given, much is required. And I think he's talking about Israel there because they was given all the oracles of God. But it is applicable, thank God, to us and anybody else that's been given light from God. Amen. Listen, that there is much required. This man's the king of Israel. And what he said did. If we lived in that day now, listen, I know y'all don't believe this, but it's all right. If we lived in that day now, we was under a kingship, and that man said, I want that. He could get it. Or listen, brother. Even Esther said, I can't enter it till he's got the golden scepter out. He's the king. Amen. But if I perish, I perish. She had favor in his sight. Amen. The king's word. If they had went down there and told Bathsheba to come, she hadn't come, they could have killed her. Probably would. So it's all on him. It ain't on Bathsheba. But what is in our heart? See, the innermost thing of the heart is, and I had to seek this deep when it was going through it, and I don't feel as bad this morning as I did. If I preached this the other day, amen, I'd say, folks, he's about to put me in hell. That's where I got. He's about to put me in hell. Amen. Caldwell said, God can pay you off at any time. Put you in hell. For sin. I want to tell you this. Everybody, and I don't know, I cannot transfer what he done in my heart to you that day. But I will say this. I got down to the thing is, God, whatever you tell me, I'm going to have to do it. Whatever you tell me. Whatever I need to confess, I'm going to do it. And I started with doubt in my heart. Because ain't no way you can ever have the, thank God, the truth of God and have doubt in the same compartment. I've doubted before. I'm talking about even my being saved. You say, you're a preacher. Don't matter. Y'all got the flesh. I'm trying to help you this morning. I've doubted. Can I tell you this? God touched me Thursday. I think it was Thursday morning when I was praying. And Stephen was going to have to go to court. And this is something that happened 3.5 years ago. And I prayed to God that God would lift it. I said, I know this is a miracle, God. I know it's beyond what them people up there think. But this is what I feel like you want me to pray. And I'm asking you to lift it. And when we got the news, my wife sent me the news that the judge lifted it. He took it away. And I looked at that thing and I said, that's specifically what I asked God for that morning. And I said this to God, override everybody that's involved in it beside your sovereign will being done, thank God, and just do it in their mind. And God delivered him from it. So I had victory on Thursday, and then Friday I get hit head on with this, and I think he's about to put me in hell. Wonder how that exists, that one day you can thank God you're on top of the mountain, and the next day you feel like you're about to go to hell. One day God's a blessing you and kissing you and loving on you, and the next day, hey man, you feel like you're about to go to hell. And listen, and I ought to be in hell. I ought to be in hell this morning. Amen. Listen, if there's anybody in this building ought to go to hell, it ought to be me. And I'm telling you, I ain't going, friend. Thank God I'm saved, born again. Thank God God's in me. But I'm telling you this, brethren, thank God, yeah, there's truth in the inward part. That means truth about yourself. Who are you this morning? Who are you? Are you? It ain't who we appear to be sometimes. Amen. As a Pharisee, and yes, who are we? Listen, David had lust. Lust is a battle, son. I don't care what anybody thinks. Lusting after things. desiring things that's not on the list that God wants you to have. This man took another man's wife, amen, and listen, that was the charge God gave him. God did not, listen, the worst thing about this was what he done to Uriah the Hittite. I wrote another something down, David said here, the Bible said about David, it said here, thank God that David turned aside only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. That's the only thing God said he turned aside from me. One thing. Damaging. Did God forgive him? He forgave him. Psalm 51 is one of the greatest confessions that you could ever read of a man going before God and getting it. Listen to me. Surely if God would forgive him, people would forgive him. It don't always happen that way. See, listen to me. The only way you can forgive people is you see who you are. When you see who you are, amen, thank God, listen, amen, you'll see what they need like what you need, and then you got some forgiveness in your heart. But if you put yourself up here and them down here and what all they've done toward you, thank God, listen, you'll never have forgiveness, but if it was like that, he would never forgive you. Listen to me, forgiveness is one of the key things in the Christian life. You got to go to him every day for it. Things I think, things I say, things I do. If you had David here today and said, David, was there any satisfaction after the fact? He'd say, none. What I did was terrible. Sinful, corrupt, no good for nothing. And not only am I suffering from it, but my own house. Because in chapter 13, you start seeing it turn. You start seeing this, all this stuff going on in David's household. Lost children, lost Absalom. Lost other children. You say, does God judge like that? Well, it's between God and the person. I couldn't tell you what God's going to do in discipline or judging anybody or chastening them or working on them. That's between them and God. When my daddy spanked me, it was between me and him. He took me into a room and he disciplined me for the goodness of my own life. Amen. Because he disciplined me because he loved me. Amen. He didn't want me to continue like that. The same way God does it. Listen, I don't want to turn your mind too much, but could God have stopped it? Sure he could have. Stop anything he wants to. He can stop the wind and blow the wind. I was standing outside yesterday and the wind was blowing kind of hard on me. I didn't like it. And God said, give thanks for the wind. I said, why is the wind like this? He said, because I created it and I do with it what I want. You don't listen. I'm going to ask you a question. You don't have to say it out loud. What can you do about the wind? Nothing. What can you do about what God wants to do? Nothing. You're a subject of what he desires to do with you. Amen. Listen. And brethren, we're highly blessed today. Oh, yes, we are, brother. Listen, he ain't rewarding us for what we've done. What we've done is sin. He withheld judgment in mercy. That's why David said, have mercy upon me, O God. Amen. Stoop. In other words, this is what that means. Lord, stoop to me. Come to me in my unworthiness, in my falling short. Lord, would you stoop down to me and give me some mercy? Amen. You know what that word wash truly means? It means the way they washed clothes in them days. They'd put them in them tubs and they'd put the clothes in there and they'd trample on them. In other words, get it all out. Cleanse me completely. I don't want nothing in my life that's not like you. And that's what you got to get to. If you're satisfied with just being partly right, you will never be right. It's just thoroughly right. I mean, fully right in my attitude, in my actions, everything. Listen, friend, thank God he's saying that. This is what he's saying to David. That's why he's saying to me and saying to you, thank God, this is who you are. If you got hatred in your heart, that's because you hate. You're a hater. Amen. If you got any sin in your life, that's what you are. And that's the bad way to put it, but because we all got sin in our life. I know the people that preach perfection don't think they do, but if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. That's who's not in us. The more you travel this thing, the more sin you're going to see. If you don't see no sin, then you ain't, amen, you got some self-righteous eyes. Ain't no way, brother, listen. I ain't got a man in his own life, amen, keeps this sin confessed, how to stay in fellowship with him, amen. And that's why he said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and we make him a liar, because we do have it, and we got to keep it right with him, amen, because we got the flesh, and that's why we do what we do. That's the reason, friend, thank God for the sin in us. It ain't the Spirit of God, it's us this morning. He desires truth in the inward part. In the inward part. What is the inward part? How deep is that? It's the innermost part if you look that up. It's really reaching down to see who am I really? Why do I do these things? Why do I think these things? He said here in this book, behold. He said, behold, thou desirest, thank God, truth in the inward parts. So I started out with that little thing called doubt that stands in the way of the blessings of God. And he still blesses me, thank God. Amen. Like that old brother said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Amen. Listen, brother, and I'm assurance and knowing God is a gift from God. You don't know him until he knows, lets you know who he is. Amen. And you meet him, thank God, and you believe him. Amen. And listen, there ain't no problem with that. Amen. The problem comes when you start walking with him and walking for him and walking in it, that there's opposition. The flesh and the spirit's the opposition. The flesh says no. The spirit says yes. This is the right way. The word truth means right or honest, verity. What do you have a battle of is deep in your heart? You can only answer that. Amen. Here it is, people, dear brothers and sisters. The way you have a personal meeting with God is you get just straight out honest with him. You can't meet with God and be dishonest. See, David was living in dishonesty. How many people, listen to me this morning. I know God's the only one you can tell everything to. But how many people could you even go talk to about something that you're battling? That you see it so looking down. This is terrible. This is a terrible battle I'm having. But you can't go to nobody because of why? Pride. And then the other end of it, you can't go to nobody hardly because they're judgmental. Really, you go to God with it. That's the only one you can tell everything because he knows it before you say it and think it. He knows everything. He's the one you got to get right with anyway, but sometimes it's a comfort to be able to talk to somebody that you feel like you can tell them something. Amen. Thank God to help you. Amen. But listen, David, Bathsheba knew it, but David kept it right there. Amen. Listen, brother, but that other people knew it. Hey, God, listen, I don't know how long it was before Nathan came, but brother, he called him a child. It was a child. Of course, the child didn't live. The child didn't live. But listen, David prayed to God that it would. He did. He fasted and prayed. And he heard them men whispering. And he knew then the child was dead. And God raised up Solomon through the same union, who became the king, who was, listen, the wisest man outside of Christ that ever lived. So what come good out of this? Well, what I'm reading to you this morning, it would never have been Psalm 51 if it hadn't happened. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from your sins. You learn from your errors. I hope we do. I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. When I went through that the other morning, I could not, Brother Robert, I'm just being flat out honest, I could not pull nothing up in me, the innermost man, but to know he was my mediator, period. I could not say, Lord, wait a minute, I got truth in me. No, he said, I'm not talking about Bible truth. I'm talking about living truth. I'm talking about right truth. I'm talking about the inward man and the innermost being of that heart of that man. Hey, amen. Listen, thank God that that man didn't appear what he is. When a man has to face God naked, I ain't talking about without clothes. I'm talking about naked. The naked eye of God. This is what Caldwell said this week. I don't have nothing to do with when I thought about the word naked. He said, all these churches today, it's back in the 70s, all these churches today having all these, all these things that appease to the flesh, appease to the sensual man, cakewalk, saints using stuff like that. Amen. Listen, all these churches do all these things to try to appease their flesh. And he said, that's all it produced. But he said, well, what kind of church should you go to? Them that preach the naked truth of God and care nothing about anything else. If I have to get programs here and all these allurements to try to get people to come, it ain't nothing. If it ain't just based on the word of God and the preaching of it and the teaching of it, amen, then what in the world are we doing? I'm so tired of people asking me, what y'all got down there? Y'all have anything for the young people? Same thing for the older people. Brother, I'd shut the door, and I don't own the church, but it'd just be as soon to shut the door on this thing if it ain't based off the truth of God and people wanting to hear it. It ain't me. Listen. I like getting together and fellowshipping in things, and people want to go fishing or whatever. But brother, this ain't built off that. It's built off Christ and his word and the confession of the Holy Ghost. And that's the only way, brother. Listen, ain't God the church will ever go forward. It ain't about it. That's why you don't have a bunch of people coming in here. Hey, God, listen, if I had a singing group tonight that was a popular singing group, ain't God that fill the church up. It's all flesh. But he does desire truth in the inward part. Truth is God. Truth comes from God. So I can pull up the truth of Christ. I can pull up everything that deals with Christ is the truth. But in Joel Hyde and desiring of the inward part of man, thank God I found it to be deceitful. I found my heart deceitful when I looked at it. I found, listen. Buddy, I'm wanting God to help me. Thank God, just be pure. Amen. Listen, and who I am, thank God, listen, thank God that I won't have none of that in my life. And I'll tell you, I won't say this before you. I've matured a good bit on that, but there's still a lot of problems. There's nobody, there's nobody that comes into this building that meets as an assembly, that anybody has to baby and treat them like a baby to come. I think sometimes we act like babies. It's immaturity, flat out immaturity. That's what it is. If somebody got to do something to make you happy, thank God that you like coming. Listen to me. The problem ain't me. I ain't the best preacher in the world. The problem's not me. The problem's your heart. Problem's not me. The problem's my heart. It ain't the Lord. It's my heart. It don't matter where you at. The problem's the heart. We talked about that this morning. It ain't where you're at. It's what's in you. What's evil about you? The depraved heart. I'll go to church. It'll make me better. No, it won't make you better. Unless God speaks to you to help you. But listen. He can speak to you wherever you at. It don't matter where you at. It's all the heart. Right here it is. Right here's the problem. Amen. Listen, he desires truth in the inward part. Then that may, listen, thank God we're going to have to get honest with him. Amen. And confess it. Amen. And listen, thank God let him help you in the matter. Amen. Listen to me. What you battle with, what I battle with, whatever it is you battle with, and you know it's on the inside of you, and it's an inward problem, then you need some help to get rid of it. I don't know if you'll ever get rid of it, but you'll have to get some help, thank God, to overcome it. You see what I'm saying? You'll have to get some help to overcome it. See, I personally, and I'm just talking here, I personally don't think that's the first time David walked out there and saw the woman. That's what it looks like, but I just personally think that it was time for kings to go to battle. He got up at eventide. He slept a long time. And he walked out on the roof and looked down there. I think he probably might have done it before. See, most of the time sin attracts you. You don't usually jump to it. It lays in your mind a while. And you start having a battle. Everybody's got battles. Your natural man's going to give them to you. It don't matter who it is. It's going to get to you. The battle's won by Christ. It's already been won. Tempted by in all points like as we are yet without sin. But God, listen, God used this in this man's life. Amen. Thank God, listen. And this man, thank God. Amen, listen. God didn't strip him of his kingship. We were ready to strip people of everything just because they do something wrong. Away with that man. This sin's bad sin because he took a man's wife and then he had that man killed over the covered up. How many times we tried to cover something up and we don't take the blame? Instead of just confessing it, asking God to have mercy, purge me with hyssop. What did that hyssop do? It sprinkled the blood. I need the blood on this. I need a paschal lamb on this. I need the blood on this. Make me to hear joy again. Create me a clean heart. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. You know why there ain't a lot of shouting no more? Because, brother, we held down. We're held down. We come in here, praise God, and I know that's kind of a hard message. We come in here and shout, hey, enjoy the presence of God, enjoy the fellowship of one another, enjoy these things, and go right back out the door, and we get head on with all that stuff going on in the world. Temptation that's built up in our heart that we don't confess before God as wrong. Amen. Listen, no, temptation ain't wrong, but yielding to it is. But if you think on it long enough, you end up doing it. I really don't think me preaching on your sin or my sin is going to take care of the sin. I think sometimes you can ride the horse so much you're going to break his back. But at the same time, there is forgiveness with God. And there every day forgiveness with God. And I've told God that, Lord, I hate to come with the same thing. I keep coming with the same thing. Every day, God, I do the same thing. I mean, I come about the same thing, and I think, I've heard these preachers get up and preach, and I probably did it too, to say, I know God ain't the Pope where you have to go to him every day and pay him money to confess your sin. And this ain't a confessional booth that you go to, but it is a God that you can confess to, amen, and get them things right with God in your heart, amen, because it's the only way you can. And most of the time, it is the same stuff that hinders us. And listen, you know what you think this morning? Oh, I'm bad. I must be the only one doing it. No, it's common. It's common. Temptation's common. Amen. It's just common. It's common. You know what temptation, you know where temptation gets in us? We justify it. Well, it ain't that bad. Everybody's doing it. I mean, this surely can't be bad as what Jonathan's doing. Or this can't be as bad as what Joel's doing. I mean, I'm a better person than they are anyway. And you justify it. That's what the Pharisees said. I'm not as bad as these other men are. I'm glad I'm not like these other men are. And that's exactly right, brother. Listen, if you could get a church full of people, amen, listen, that just look at their own self and confess to God their own self and just say, Lord, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, stand in need of prayer. And whatever it is, thank God, get some grace in your heart. And God's got to give that. And I'm just preaching to you my heart of what God showed me this week. He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, the truth in your heart is the only confirmation you got of the gospel. The truth, the gospel of Christ. But far as you, ain't no good thing. And don't ever rely on your flesh. Don't trust it. Don't put confidence in it. Amen. Don't put confidence in your flesh. Do not think. Young people, listen to me. Do not think that you can do a little something here and a little something there and it's going to pull you. And listen, don't even think this because I know different. Amen. That's what you think a little bit. But you doing it, thank God that you can do more of it. Why you know that, preacher? Because I did. Because I do. Well, this ain't that bad. This ain't that bad. God says it is. God said, listen, anything, listen, I've got to say this. He said over there in Galatians 5:14, he said, don't give of occasion to the flesh. You know what that word occasion means? Don't give it a starting point. Don't open the door for it. Don't open the door for something you know that's going to tear you up inwardly and rob your power and rob the touch of God in your life and rob, amen, listen, your blessings. Amen, listen, friend. Thank God, don't open the door for it. Keep the door shut on it. Amen, listen, but that is your personal heart. I can't shut the door on your heart. You can't shut it on mine. But listen, he wants truth on the inward part. That's what he wants. I don't know what else to say. That's the message. And that's me. And you'll have to receive me for who I am. And pray God would help us all. Because, brother, listen, there's problems in the flesh of man. And in the very depths of that man, the only way he can have a cure, clean heart is keep sin confessed and don't live in deceit. Don't live in it. Don't be deceitful. Do not be deceitful. I remember this, son. I mean, I used to, you know, we cheated in school some, you know. I'd get your report card and I'd take it home. They'd always have to judge me because I never had a full good report card as much. And this is what I'd say. Well, the other boys had the same thing. Them other people's doing the same thing. I'm better than they are. That ain't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. And all of a sudden, your joy's robbed. Brother Redmond, pray for us this morning.